Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is the concept of shinoi makim in hilchos brachos. And specifically, shinoi makim for a person who is eating something or drinking something in a car. So what's the concept of shinoi makim? So if a person, let's say, starts to eat a bag of potato chips, and he makes a bracha rishon, he makes the bracha of bari pri adamo, and then he leaves the premises, he goes to his friend's house, and now he returns and he wants to continue eating the potato chips. The halacha is, he has lost his bracha rishayna, and he has to make a new bracha rishayna before continuing to eat, because there was a shinoi makom. He left the home, and that was a hesek hadas, that was an interruption in his first eating session, and he therefore must make a new bracha if he wants to continue eating. That's the concept of shinoi makom. However, if let's say he was eating bread, it was part of a bread meal where he made a moitzi, the halacha is that even if he leaves the premises and he returns, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. He doesn't have to make a new bracha because there's a concept called ton bracha achrayinu b'mkoymayu. Because since after eating bread, there is an obligation specifically to make a bracha achrayinu, a birchas hamazon in that first location, so he's always tied to that first location. And therefore, even if he leaves the premises and he goes to a different location, he's still tied to that first location, and therefore there was no hesek hadas, there was no interruption. And if he returns, he could, in fact, continue eating without a bracha. And this applies as well to a mezainis food. If he started eating a mezainis food, since he needs to make a bracha achrayinu b'mkoymoy, so he's still tied to that first location, he goes and he makes a shini makom, it doesn't invalidate the bracha. There's a machlekes whether this as well applies if he was eating something from the Shivas Aminim, and perhaps even by Shivas Aminim, there's a connection to the first location because you're mechuyev to make a bracha achrayinu b'mkoymoy. But at any rate, when it comes to something that you eat that requires a bayre nefashis, so if the bracha achrayinu is going to be bayre nefashis and not ala mechia, then there is a concept of shinoi makom, and if you leave the location and you return, you have to make a new bruch. One more exception to the rule, if there was heiniyach chaverim, if you left the premises, you went to your friend's house, but you left some people still at that first location, still part of that eating session, they didn't leave, heiniyach chaverim, you left some people at the table, so if you left some people at the table and you return and they're still there, so that as well will negate the problem of hesek hadas, and you will not have to make a new bracha. But if you didn't leave anyone on the table, and you made a shinoi makom, and the bracha achrayinu is bayre nefashis, there's a concept of shinoi makom, and you do have to recite a new bracha if you want to continue eating. Now, this is where we start to get closer to home. So, the first thing we should point out is that there's a concept called hilchei drachim. If a person is traveling, then there's no invalidation of shinoi makom. If you continue eating after making some shinoi makom, if you're a hilech drachim, you're a traveler, there's no paslos, there's no invalidation of your first bracha, and you can continue eating without a new bracha. And the reason is because when you travel and you eat while traveling, so you're never tied to any location. You're lacking a location. You're traveling. So you're lacking any specific association to a location. Therefore, there's no concept of shinoi makom because you never were in a location in the first place. So that's the concept of hilchei drachim. Hilchei drachim does not have a invalidation of shinoi makom. That is the halacha. Now, what if you start eating something in a place where you were traveling? You were hilchei drachim, you were traveling, and you started an eating session. And afterwards, you come to a location and you sit down in a home. But this eating session started as a traveler. Is there a shinoi makom now that you have entered a location? Or do we say that no, since this eating session started as hilchei drachim, as a person who is traveling, there is no invalidation of shinoi makom even if subsequently you come to a location. So this is the machlokes ha'poskim. Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion, Zatzal, that in fact there was no issue of shinoi makom that would arise in this case. There is no issue. And even if you subsequently enter a specific location, nevertheless, since you started the eating session as a traveler, you do not have any invalidation of shinoi makom to worry about, and you could continue eating without a bracha rishayna, even though you had a shinoi makom. So again, that's a machlekes, but the shita of most poskim is that as long as you started the eating session as a traveler, as hilchei drachim, Even if at the end you do enter a location, you're considered Hayal Chidrachim, you don't have to worry about it. Now, there is a well-known tshuva from Ramesha. Ramesha has a tshuva. It says Ramesha, what's the halacha? If you make a coffee indoors, you make a coffee in your house, and you even take a few zips in your house, but the plan is to take this coffee on the road. The purpose of making this coffee is because you want to go in your car to drive and zip your coffee while on the road, but you make the coffee in your house, and you even start drinking the coffee while in your home. Are you considered Hayal Chidrachim, since the objective was to go and drink it in the car, and therefore there's no Shinui Makom when it comes to this drinking session? Or do we say that no, since you started in your house, which is a specific location, you don't have the p'tur of Hayal Chidrachim, and you will be subject to the rules of Shinui Makom? So Ramesha is mechadish that there is no psul of Shinui Makom in this case, since the objective of the drink was to have as a traveler, as Hayal Chidrachim, and by Hayal Chidrachim there is no Makom, and therefore there's no psul of Shinui Makom. So even though at the beginning of the drinking session you were in a specific location, you were in the home, and at that point you weren't Hayal Chidrachim, since the purpose was to go and travel on the road, it's not considered something that is subject to Shinui Makom, and there is no invalidation of Shinui Makom. As this is Ramesha, he has a raya from the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Horis. The Gemara over there is talking about Hayru Bezdin. If Bezdin issued a psak, they rendered a legal decision that was erroneous. They made a mistake. So there's a certain carbon that is brought as a kapara. There's a certain carbon that is brought as a kapara. And the Gemara over there brings a disagreement regarding a case where they issued a psak, and it was erroneous, and then they retracted. They retracted, but an individual didn't hear of their retraction, and based on their initial erroneous psak, he went ahead and acted and ate, let's say, the food that they said was mutter to eat, even though it was really treif. So they already retracted their mistake. However, this person didn't hear of their retraction, and he went ahead and he ate the food. Does he have to bring an individual carbon or not? Or is he absolved of any personal guilt and individual responsibility because he was basing himself on the psak of Bezdin? Now, even though Bezdin retracted, he didn't hear of the retraction. So it's a machlokes in this case what to do. And the Gemara over there draws a distinction between a person who was in town when they retracted their decision and a case where he was out of town when he was in Medina Sinyan. If he was out of town, so he's completely not responsible for hearing of their retraction because he was out of town. He wasn't here to hear their retraction. Therefore, he's going to be absolved of any responsibility, and he's not going to bring a personal carbon if he didn't hear of the retraction. But if he's in town, then, in fact, he is somewhat responsible for not hearing of the retraction, and therefore, even though he was basing himself on the original Psak of Bezdin, that was Betos, he does, in fact, bring a carbon. Over there, there's a Machlekes, but according to one opinion, says Ramesha, the Gemara says that if the person started, let's say, eating the food in town, but the purpose was to go eat it out of town, he was taking it out of town, but he started, took a bite in town, it's considered as if he was out of town. Since the purpose of the food was to be eaten out of town, even though he started in town, it's considered eating it out of town, and he therefore is going to be potter from bringing a carbon if the food was treif, and he was eating it based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin. Says Ramesha, you see clearly that even though you start eating in town and in a specific location, since the objective was to eat it out of town, it's considered eating it out of town in halacha. And Ramesha over there argues that even though there's a machlekes in the Gemara about this, in our case of Shinui Makom and Hilchos Brachos, everyone would agree that it's not a Shinui Makom. And if you start drinking the coffee indoors, but the plan is just to take it outside in the car, and you're really Hayal Chidrachim, it's just that you're starting to drink it now, it's considered Hayal Chidrachim, and you don't have a psul of Shinui Makom. That's the psak for Ramesha, and that's halacha l'maaseh. So you don't have a psul of Shinui Makom, even though you start drinking it indoors, as long as the purpose is to drink it outdoors. Now, we come to Shinui Makom in a car. The question is as follows. If you're Hayal Chidrachim, you're a traveler, so you're not tied to any specific location, so there's no psul of Shinui Makom. The question is, perhaps one could argue that when you are in a car, it's an isolated location. It is a place. Perhaps you're tied to that location. So if you start eating something or drinking something in the car, and it's a Beirut Nefashis type of bracha that has a psul Shinui Makom to it, and then you exit the car and you go to a park, and you eat on the bench, you eat on a picnic table, is there a psul Shinui Makom in this case? Because perhaps you are considered tied to the location because you're in a car, and you're not considered Hayal Chidrachim, and therefore there is a psul of Shinui Makom when you go from the car to the picnic table. That is our question. Is it considered a mokum in the car or not? And if there is a din mokum in the car, then you have a possible invalidation of shinui mokum. So this is the subject of a tremendous machlekes, and it's based on a psak of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham has two cases. And the Mogen Avraham is not talking about shinui mokum in Hilchas Brachas. He's talking about kvias mokum when it comes to zimun. When three people eat together. When three people eat together, so the halacha is that they have a chiv to recite zimun before benching. They ate together as a group. They therefore are considered one unit. They have to recite birchas zimun before benching. The halacha is that it's a suffix whether this applies if they were riding in a wagon together. There were three people were riding in a wagon together. It's a suffix whether it's considered a kviyas mokum together, and they therefore mechuyev in zimun, or it's not considered mechuyev in zimun because it's not considered a kviyas mokum. They're all individuals. They're not considered one unit, one kviyas mokum together. Now, when it comes to the case of a svina, the halacha is that it certainly is considered a makom. It is considered a makom. A boat, which means that if you have three people in a boat together, says the Magen Avraham, it clearly is considered a makom, and therefore, if you have three people together, they have a chiyuv of zimun. So that's the halacha. So the Magen Avraham is talking about zimun, three people eating together. The question is there a chiyuv of zimun? So if they are eating in a wagon, so the halacha is that it's a safek. It's not clear that it's considered a makom. But if it's in a boat, it is considered a kviyas makom, and they therefore do recite zimun. The question is, what is the distinction between the boat that is considered a kviyas makom and the wagon, which is perhaps not, it's a soft. So there are two approaches, and the nafka mina is going to be by a car. One understanding in the Acharonim is, the difference is whether there's a tremendous amount of turbulence. When you're in a wagon, there's a lot of turbulence. There's a lot of turbulence. It's a very bumpy trip. And therefore, there can't be a kviyas mokum. There's no specific location when it comes to a wagon. Therefore, perhaps there's no chiyuv zimun. There's a safek, but perhaps there's no chiyuv zimun because there's no kviyas mokum since it's a very bumpy ride and there's no kviyas together. However, a boat is more smooth in nature. The ride is more smooth. There therefore is a din mokum, and therefore there's chiyuv zimun. That's one approach in understanding the difference between a boat and a wagon. The wagon's very bumpy, very tough, very turbulent. There's no kviyas mokum. When it comes to a svina, there is a kviyas mokum because it's more smooth in its nature. However, there's a second approach, and that is, a boat is considered a mokum because the derech is to stay on the cruise, on the journey, for a long period of time. There's no pit stops. You go for a long period of time. However, when it comes to wagons, there's different stops. It's not a one long trip, and therefore, there's no din mokum. That's the second halacha. So the svina has din mokum because you go there for a long period of time. Masha enkin, when it comes to the wagon, you're not there for a long period of time. It's very small. It's a very small trip because it's broken up into different stops. Therefore, there's no din mokum. The nafka mina might be by a car, because a car is not very turbulent. It's not very turbulent. However, you do stop by pit stops, and it's not considered one long journey. So if you hold that the determining factor is whether it's a very bumpy road, so it's not very bumpy in the car, and therefore there will be a din mokum. There will be a din mokum. It will be a kviyas mokum. And when it comes to at least hilchas zimun, it would be something that would obligate in zimun. However, if it's totally in pit stops, there is pit stops. And if it's totally in pit stops, then you don't have a din mokum in a car because there are pit stops, and therefore it's not considered a long journey. The nafka mina is going to be now when it comes to shini mokum. Because if you consider it a mokum in a car, and you would be chuchuiv in zimun because there's a din mokum, then as well there would be a din shini mokum because there's a specific din mokum in this place. It's considered a specific location, therefore there would be a psul of shini mokum. So if you held that it's totally in being a long journey or a journey with pit stops, so since there is pit stops, there's no location. There's no din mokum because it's not a long journey. Since there's no din mokum, there's no psul of shini mokum. It's considered hayol chedrachim. Since it's considered hayol chedrachim, there's no psul of shini mokum. And you wouldn't have an issue when it comes to eating in a car when you go to the picnic table. However, if it's totally in the turbulence, since there's no turbulence when it comes to the car, it's much more smooth than a wagon, there would be a din makom, and there would be a din makom, there would be a din shinui makom, and if you go from the car to the picnic table, it would be a problem. Halacha l'maisa, it's a machlekes between the Betzel HaChachma and the Shevet HaLevi, whether or not there's a psul shinui makom when it comes to someone who eats in a car and goes from the car to the picnic table. It's a machlekes between the Betzel HaChachma and the Shevet HaLevi. Have yourself a wonderful day.